You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to worship. Great to be with you all here on the sixth Sunday of Easter, Rogate Sunday. Rogate is a Latin word, essentially means ask or pray. So that's the theme of the service. Let's begin with our opening hymn, 663, Rise My Soul to Watch and Pray.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God, our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to God on high.
And on earth peace, goodwill.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Old Testament reading is from Numbers chapter 21. From Mount Hor they set out by way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. The people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten when he sees it shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We join in singing, chanting together the psalm printed in your bulletin. The epistle is from 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I'm leaving the world and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you're speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come, when you will be scattered each to his own home and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world." This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Thank you. grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Jesus speaking to his disciples on the night he's arrested, and he's preparing them for what is about to happen to him and to them. And specifically, Jesus is telling the disciples what will happen in that day. That day changed everything. Every day before was moving toward it, and every day since lives it out. But it was not fully understood that day. It was not until the Spirit, which the Lord gave up that day, came at his sending 50 days later on Pentecost, did God's people understand that day. And only then did God's people understand that from the day of Jesus' crucifixion, a whole new day had dawned. And now we're living in that day. And the Lord, in our text, would have us see that the victory of the crucified Christ over the world has brought the faithful to a new day, a new day of knowing the truth and the right to pray to the Father. The resurrection and the gift of the Spirit bring a new day. And we're living in that new day now. A new day is a time of prayer to the Father. Jesus gives the help of prayer. Jesus said, "Whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you." The prayer in the name of Jesus is on the basis of Jesus' death and resurrection. Because of Jesus, the Father hears this prayer and gives us all that the Son has won for us through his obedient suffering and death. We have been baptized into Jesus' death and resurrection, and in baptism, the name of Jesus was put upon you, and as he claimed you as his own, made you a son of God. Your baptism enables you to pray in the name of Jesus. Praying in the name of Jesus is exercising that faith in him. And as his own, Jesus wants you to be filled with his joy. So he tells you to pray, ask, and you will receive that your joy may be full. In this praying, our praying in Jesus' name, and the Father's hearing, we're united with the Father as Jesus the Son is united with the Father. United with the Father and in the Son, our joy is complete. In his willing sacrifices, Jesus makes known the love of the Father as the God who, out of love, sent his Son for the life of the world. Knowing this about God, knowing his love for us, Christians confidently pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Like a child, if they know they're loved by their earthly father and mother, they confidently call on them whenever they have a need, whenever they're afraid, when they're in trouble. The child knows that mom and dad love them, care for them, provide for them, and protect them, and so they live with this confidence, this joy, and this peace. God wants this joy and peace for his children. He tells us to pray. Father will answer prayer in the name of Jesus because he loves the one who's praying. Father loves the disciple who prays because the disciple loves and believes in the Son. Father loves the disciple with the same love with which he loves his own Son. Satan hinders prayer. Because prayer is the greatest power that Christians have. It's the greatest defense against Satan that Christians have. Our sinful nature also hinders prayer. Our pride prevents us from asking God for help. We resist acknowledging our need and our dependence on God. We don't recognize and appreciate how much God loves us and how much he does for us. It is difficult, it's very difficult to pray in the right way, to go before God with all confidence and say, "Our Father." So, We base our prayer on God's command and his promise. In the Lord's Prayer, we also have the confidence of basing our prayer on the words and the manner that Christ himself taught us. Small Catechism helps us to understand this prayer, including the explanation with words, "Our Father who art in heaven, God tenderly invites us to believe that we are his true children, so that with boldness and confidence we may ask him, as dear children ask their dear father." Prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus comes from and gives witness to the mutual love in which the Father, Son, and believer are one. The Christian is joined with the Son in his willing sacrifice and in his prayer to the Father that his will be done. The Son ordered his life according to his prayer and voluntarily gave up his life for the world. Christian prayer is also ordered toward a life of faith and a confident steadfastness as children of the Father. We seek to know and to follow his will according to Holy Scriptures. They're sacred, life-giving words. We listen to them attentively. We consider what they mean for us. We let the Holy Spirit transform us as we ruminate on them. We do this here in the Divine Service. We do this in Bible study and our daily devotions. The new day that we are in is a time of faithful discipleship. The certainty and confidence of faith is in the steadfast faithfulness of Jesus, the Son. The Son alone suffered for the freedom of faith to live according to the will of the Father, and the Father was with the Son in his willing sacrifice. The willing sacrifice of the Son was the Father's will for the life of the world. United with Christ in his death, we are with the Father. The Father is with us. In Christ, the crucified, we have peace. This is the peace that Jesus wants you to have, even in the midst of suffering, even in the midst of persecution and sorrow. Jesus knows that the disciples' joy will be imperfect and mixed with sadness. He bids them to pray so that their joy may grow stronger. He wants them to pray. He wants them to know his joy. Jesus promises that their joy will be full and that they will overcome and forget all anxiety and sorrow and heartache. Jesus instructs them to pray in order that they may achieve and receive this full joy. And we live by faith in the now and the not yet. Our joy cannot be full until we see Christ's name hallowed perfectly. All false teachings abolished, all persecutors of Christ's kingdom are subdued. God's will alone prevails. There are no more cares, no hunger, no thirst, no sin, no temptation, and no death. We know that our joy will be complete on the last day when our Lord returns, and this present day will come to an end. In the meantime, we're given prayer for help and strength that our joy may finally become pure and complete and holy. At the end of the gospel reading, Jesus admonishes his disciples to cling to his words and to keep them in mind during the challenging times that were coming for them. They are to think about the victory that has already been won. And Christ's word is for us as well. We live in the aftermath of the day that changed everything. In this new day, we have peace in Christ and in his word. We carry on with God, and God carries on with us. In our steadfast faithfulness to the Father's will is made known to the world. In and through his crucifixion, Jesus has thrown the ruler of this world out. Satan has no power over those who are in Christ. In baptism, we're united to Christ, the crucified, and receive the Father of Jesus as our Father. In partaking of Christ's body and blood, we're united to his sacrificial death. And so we're one with him in his coming to the world for the life of the world. His steadfast faith and faithfulness, the Christian gives witness to show in deeds the victory of Christ over the world. A new day has dawned. We are living in that day. We know the truth. We prayed to our Father. We witnessed to Christ's victory over the world. It says in Timothy, this is good, and it's pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for the offertory. May be seated for the offering. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord of hosts, you have saved us from slavery to sin and death by the resurrection of Christ. When you lead us through the wilderness of life, teach us to cry out in faith, not doubting your desire and power to sustain us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, equip pastors and all who serve us in Christ's name that they would faithfully deliver to us the fruits of his redeeming work. Prepare the hearts of those who will hear and heed his call to serve in this generation. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, your Son in his incarnation took on our human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. He submitted to his mother, honoring and obeying her, though fulfilling the commandment where we have not. On this Mother's Day, graciously accept our thanksgiving for our mothers, whom you have given to us. Teach us to honor them aright, loving, obeying, and giving thanks for them, as is fitting in your sight. Strengthen all women with child and give them safe delivery. Comfort all women who long to have children but cannot, that they may find their consolation in you and your unfailing love. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all, bless our nation and its citizens. Give us good leaders, satisfying work, loving families, and a peaceful and quiet life that glorifies your name. Lord, in your mercy. Listening, Lord, you always wait upon the prayers of your people and attend to their cries. We pray especially for Vicky, Lynn, Anita, Lois, Louis, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Grant, Doris, Matthew, Megan, Mark, Ethel, Dave, Peter, Fred, Harold, Joan, Greg, Jaden, Rick, Thorfinn, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, George, Anne, Marge, Dawn, Florence, and Zoe. Inspire us to pray in all seasons of life and through all trials, giving us faith in your promise to answer us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, you graciously provide us with the gift of Christ's true body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Grant us repentance and faith as we commune this day, that we may receive his precious gifts. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, we rejoice in the witness of the faithful who have gone before us in the faith. Bring us soon to be with all those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have attended to the voice of our prayers, for you have commanded us to pray and have promised to hear us. Let your mercy comfort and sustain us in prayer, that we may heartily and fervently pray to you at all times and at all places, not doubting, but trusting in your promise, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you.
this do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.